This has been National Nurses Appreciation Week. During a time when Americans have seen close up, nurses devote their lives to saving others and sometimes lose their lives doing so. Rose Liberto died this week at the age of 64. She was a nurse in the medical surgical unit of a hospital in Concord, North Carolina, and the mother of Jennifer Liberto, who's now at the Washington Post and once worked at NPR. Over the past few weeks, we followed the story of her family. On April 16, Jen reported that her sister had tested positive for COVID-19, then added, "Our mother Rose has also tested positive for COVID and has been admitted at the hospital where she normally works as a nurse." On April 22, her mother was intubated. Jen wrote, "Her doctor called to assure us we are so personally invested in her care. She is the face of all of us on the front lines of this hospital now." On May 3rd, Rose Liberto's 10th grandchild was born. On May 6th, Jen got to see her mother, but as she told friends on Facebook, only those about to die get visitors. Rose Liberto is losing her battle to COVID. I got to hold her hand and touch her face. She's a fierce warrior. She saved lives. And I feel certain she sacrificed herself to save lives in this truly awful pandemic. On Thursday, Jen Liberto told us that Rose Liberto had died. "My sister held her hand," she wrote. "Her children and sisters were there by phone. Dozens of her co-workers prayed and waited outside the ICU with candles and roses. She died peacefully. She will be missed truly by so many."